Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Dyke. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors. So relax and let's have a good time as we take a trip around Africa on disc. But later on today, I'll be talking to Dr. Nathalie Malabani Jonda from Togo. And Dr. Jonda is an author that has written a very, very wonderful book that you will love to read. Africans in the West, Recalls, Problems, Finds, Solutions. And that is what we'll be talking about today. All right, so stay tuned for that and don't go away. But right now, let's start off the ball rolling with some beautiful music from Kenya. Charles Kingori in Guy Quixote. And right after that, Oruka by Sonny Neji of Nigeria and Usai Live Day, Where There Is Life, and remix by Vida of Sierra Leone. But right now, Guy Quixote by Charles Kingori of Kenya.
Ni uiguaga, duri wale kadus. Stay.
Maasai Live Day, where there is Live in the Remix by Vida from Sierra Leone. And right before that was Oruka, the sound of Sun Energy from Nigeria, and Charles Kingori of Kenya in Guy Quixote. Wow, beautiful music coming from across the continent of Africa. Live on the African Beat from the Voice of America. And don't forget to join me and my guest later on in the show. Togolese-born writer, filmmaker, producer. She's right here in the studio with me, and that is Dr. Nathalie Malabani-Jonda. And we'll be talking about the book Africans in the West, Recalls, Problems, and we find some solutions to that. So stay tuned, and I'm David Vandy. I'll be right back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. More music from the continent. Obude, the sound of radio, and Weasel. Wonderful music from Uganda. And right after that, Alea by Manulo from Cameroon. But let's enjoy this beat from two special guys. These guys are hot. Obude, radio, and Weasel from Uganda. Manulo of Cameroon and Obude by Radio and Weasel from Uganda. You are listening to your favorite music show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. But you know, we bring in all talents from Africa. If you're a book writer, you are a filmmaker, you are a music maker, or you are a fine artist, we bring you all to The African Beat right here on The Voice of America. That is why we're here, to make sure African voices are heard out there. I am David Vandy. Don't go away. When I come back, I'll be talking to my guest, Dr. Nathalie Malabani Jonda. I love the name Malabani, and she'll be telling us exactly what that means. So don't go away. I'll be back.
The African Beat, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
Right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, the show that brings happiness into your homes. And you know, I just keep putting a smile on your face. I love it when I see you smile. All right, so if you love it, we love you. We want to keep hearing from you. If you have a comment about this show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can also call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. The African Beat on the Voice of America. My guest on the show today, Dr. Nathalie Malabani Jonda. Welcome to the African Beat, Dr. Jonda.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, Dr. Jonda, I love that smile.
I'm so happy to be here. This is an opportunity I was looking for, so I'm happy
that's great.
God make it become true.
And you know, I love the name Malabani.
Yes.
That sounds unique. You know, I love that. It's got some kind of a rhythm around it, Malabani.
Yes.
So
it's
what's Togo Malabani
name? First of all, I'm from Togo. I'm from Kara. And in Kara Malabani mean I did good to somebody.
Oh my God. Yes. So that means you did good to me too.
Yes, I think so.
So if I call you Malabani, you don't mind, right?
Oh no, I don't mind. But it's because everybody's calling me Natalie and I'm happy with Natalie.
Okay.
That's why. But you can call me both.
Okay, Natalie Malabani Jonda.
Yes.
There we go. Yes. I love that one. That is my guest for today, and we'll be right back with her as we take this music from Togoli. Artist Peter Solo, and this is Jolinya, a beautiful music.
Pour tous les larmes que je t'ai fait verser, pardon pour cette main que j'ai levée sur toi, pardon pour ces mots cruels que l'on dit sans réfléchir, que l'on dit parce qu'on est homme, pour quel homme, pardon pour les mensonges, pour les tromperies et les nuits blanches passées, pardon pour mes erreurs d'adolescent qui t'ont fait tant mal. À toi, à nous, comment on doulinga, 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 doulinga,
doulinga,
doulinga, doulinga, doulinga,
doulinga,
doulinga, doulinga, reviens-moi chérie, doulinga.
À quel point j'ai été égoïste, je ravale mon orgueil et ma fierté. Quand je regarde notre parcours, tu es cette femme si spéciale. Cette rupture m'a ouvert les yeux au karma d'Ounia. Pardon pour toutes les larmes que je t'ai fait verser. Pardon pour cette main que j'ai levée sur toi. Pardon pour ces mots cruels, ces mots cruels. Que l'on dit, que l'on dit.
Julia, 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 reviens.
Yeah, Julia by Peter Solo of Togo. Lovely beat out there. And now let's talk about your book.
Yes.
Africans in the West, Recalls, Problems, Finding Solutions. Mm-hmm. Tell me, what is it about this title that you gave it to this book, Africans in the West, Recalls, Problems, Find Solutions?
Yes, I want to talk to Africans who live in the West. Like, West is Occident, and people live in Paris or Europe, and also in America or Canada. I just want to advise them, and when they leave Africa and they come here, they just have to know how to take some opportunities, and somebody has to talk to them so that they can know how to live better being in the Occident.
So you're looking at some of us leaving Africa and coming here with that big notion that, oh, coming to the West, everything is right on the platter of gold. I'm coming to receive the dollars, coming to make some big money. And you don't know what problems are there that you have to cope with.
Yes, it's true that because of Occidental culture, we still have issues. But also, we Africans, we have to learn, understand their culture so that we can live better. And that's the mistake we Africans we make. We don't try to learn Occidental culture. We just come and we want to live purely like Africa, and it's not possible. That's why we make some mistakes and we translate the culture bad and we live bad. And I just want to talk to my brothers and sisters and who live in Africa, who live in Occident, to know how to live better.
So that means talking to them, talking to those of us who are here and those who have the intention of coming to the West.
Exactly.
So now you know, you talked about culture, and this is something that you wrote about in your book.
Yes.
So how do you see the difference in culture, the way we culturalize down there in Africa,
mm-hmm. yes.
and what is happening here in the West, and
yes.
how people tend to walk the two together?
Yes. So first of all, you know, African living in Africa doesn't have anything to learn, because he grew up in his African culture. But African living in Occident come and join somebody culture, he has to learn. You see the difference. So now when we come here, for example, in Africa, we know how to respect our parents. You know, when your father talk, you don't have to respond. You have to live in some way. But here, because they come and they don't learn their culture, they just come, okay, because I'm in Occident or in America, I can talk to anybody anyhow. No respect to our parent anymore. And also, in Africa, for example, we know how to, we know how to take care of old people. You see, we respect old people. But here, you are old is like, I don't know. We just think, okay, because I'm in America, that I don't have to take serious an old person.
You know, reading your book, what about, we have some of us who are coming to the West.
Yes.
You know, we have our culture. We are brought up in that culture from Africa.
Yes.
And when we come here, we start to refine or reform ourselves to look like the American or the European.
Yes.
Or be somebody else that we are not, taking so much of their culture instead of using what we have and blending it with what they have here so that it can make sense to us. How do you see that?
Yeah, that's the mistake. We don't try to adapt to their culture.
We just jump into it
without
ourselves.
Understanding what is going on. And we think because we are in America, we have to be nasty. You see the way we are sociable in Africa.
Uh-huh.
We love each other. I can say it like that. Here too, they have their way to love each other.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So before we can love somebody here, we have to learn how they love each other. We join with how we love African people in Africa so that we can live to better and love people better.
That means we have the better advantage because we have two.
Normally, we have the better advantage, but the thing is we don't want to learn, and we jump and we transform it. We think that, okay, here we don't have to love each other.
They say it's the American
and
way.
And we fight each other. We destroy each other. We think that living in America or Europe, that means that we have to be nasty to each other.
That is the voice of Dr. Natalie Malabani-Jonda.
Yes.
That was well said. It was well said. Mm-hmm. Well, the book we're talking about right now on the African Beat is Africans in the West. Calls, problems, find solutions. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Let's take a break. We'll come up with some music. And right after that, Dr. Jonda will come back. This time, we'll take Double Double. It's the sound of Atta Bofa of Ghana. This is Double Double. Let's get it on.
Hey, my God, it's good, yo. Hallelujah, hey, oh Lord.
to praise. Oshé!
Back the African beat on the Voice of America. I'm sure we're having a good time there. They say everything are double double.
Double double, yes. We want to have double double here.
So
and
come
we
here,
just
we want...
translate in our way and we mess up everything.
And we mess up everything.
Yes.
All right, all yes. right, all right. So well, let's be careful about the things that we want to have double double.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Janda, still looking at your book, you hit on the religious aspect.
Yes.
African churches in the Occident,
yes.
African churches in the diaspora.
Yes. Yes.
And we see how the breakups are taking place. Mm-hmm. The reasons for these big breakups, you mm-hmm. know, we come here, we want to be together and something just happened. Mm-hmm. Throw some light on that.
Yeah, I think African churches here in Occident are different than African churches in Africa. In Africa, when we talk about Christianity or born-again people, we know how to serve in the house of the Lord without looking for an interest. But the thing is, when pastors or as believers, we come here, we forget how, you know, to behave in the house of the Lord. We forget how to serve our God. For example, you see, when before we travel, you know the way we fast and we pray in Africa. We sleep even in the church. Or we can talk about Muslim people. They do the same all in their religion. I'm Christian, so I can explain more for Christianity. And as soon as we arrive here, we are so busy to be thankful to God anymore. We don't want to serve in the house of the Lord. We don't have to want to commit to that Christ who opened door for us. We start seeing ourselves, okay, we don't need God anymore. And that's the mistake.
Yeah, it is. It is. But what I want you to look at here is
the way
the breakups are taking place.
Yes.
You know, you have some of these African and the church and the African community is our immediate place of coming together.
Yes.
You know, it is one place where we are so united.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what is happening? People are just going apart.
Yes.
You know, pastors are not listening to their
flocks
anymore.
They are fighting
each
other.
They are not taking care of their flocks anymore.
Yes.
They are the shepherd.
Yes.
And they keep breaking away. They keep fighting each
mm-hmm.
other. So and you made mention of that in your book. That's what I wanted to
hear. The things is when I say we are not thankful to God, we don't serve God. People want to serve God with interest. You see, they open churches because they need money. It's not even to serve God like the way we used to do it in Africa. The thing is, they open churches because they just need glory, they just need money, and it's not God anymore. So they fight church members who cannot give them money. And also, you see in the churches, people like First Lady, they think they are too much, they are above God even. They don't know how to respect their church members even to stay in the church. And pastors also, they fight each other because of money.
And some of them, because this is their wife, they don't want to tell them that, oh, this is what
you're
doing is wrong.
Because it's their wife, they cannot tell their wife, do what you do is wrong or things. And the things, pastors are making mistake in the Occident to choose their wives too. They just follow money and the beauty. That's
right,
the problem.
Okay. And this book is a must read. Africans in the West, Problems, Recalls, Find Solutions. It is written by Dr. Natalie Malabani Jonda. And Dr. Jonda is from Togo. Yeah, she is from Togo. And she spent a long time in Paris, in France.
Yes.
Yeah, before coming to the United States.
Yes.
And how long have you been in the United States, Dr. John?
8 years.
8 years now.
Yeah, coming from Paris.
Coming from Paris. And yes. you've done a book. You have a movie out.
Yes.
And what's the title of the movie?
The title of my movie is A Crisis, The Answer.
Crisis, The Answer. All yes. that talking about what is happening in the Occident.
Yes.
All that talking about what is happening in the West, when yes. Africans come to the West.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Well, if people want to get these books, the book and the movie, how can they get it?
They can get it through my website, www.somierproductions.net, and also they have it in Amazon also. They just have to type Africans in the West, or in French or in English, they can get a copy.
You have the French version of this book too?
Yes, I have. Book is in French and English.
Oh yes, my guest today is Dr. Natalie Malabani-Jonda from Togo. I'll give my next piece of music, which is Thank You Lord by Don Gumbo from Zimbabwe. And when we come back from the book, we'll be looking at African marriages in the Occident, right in the diaspora, in Europe, wherever you are. This, my guest, is wonderful. Dr. Natalie Malabani-Jonda. Let's take this music now and we'll be right back. Thank you, Lord. The beautiful music there by Don Gumbo of Zimbabwe. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And today we're talking to Dr. Natalie Malabani-Jonda from Togo originally, now based in the United States of America, the author of the book Africans in the West, Recalls, Problems and Solutions. And also she has done a movie, and the title of the movie again?
It's A Crisis the Answer.
Crisis the Answer. Mm. Yes, indeed. Crisis the Answer. That is the movie. You need to get a copy of that. And now, Doc, you know, we're still looking at the African setup as we move into the diaspora or into the West. Everything is breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Even our marriages are breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
In Africa, we know how marriages are being valued.
Mm-hmm.
But today in the West, our marriages have no value anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They're just breaking up for little things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people tend to talk, just do something that will make everybody just go away,
mm-hmm.
break apart. The children are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you were writing about that.
Yeah, I spoke about people bring women from Africa or even men.
Mm-hmm.
But usually women. The thing is, they bring people they never knew or they never have, they was not in touch with. You see, they just, and also what I mentioned is that you have to see your education level and the person you are bringing education level. And apart from that, if you are Christian, choose a Christian. If you come from a rich family, choose somebody who live around rich family. The person who came from your area, I mean, you maybe you love Paris, you know, and you have to find somebody also in that area. But if you are educated, plus you live in Occident for a long time, you go to bring a village girl, you have issue. Also, you have to see how old are you and are you ready to get married? Don't just go and jump because you need sex or because, you know, you feel lonely or something and just bring somebody referred by your aunt or your father or somebody you don't even know. You enjoy your marriage. That's the problem we have here in the Occident, and marriages are broken. Because no love. You don't love the person. You just need something.
You just need something, or you just want to get married.
You marry the person because of interest. The person is beautiful or handsome, or the person has money. And when the money finish, and when this you don't need, your sexual need is finished, and whatever, you are no friend with your partner. What else you need?
I tend to agree with you and defy a little bit, because I heard you talking, if you're a Christian, you marry a Christian. But what about if you love somebody that both of you are not from the same religious background or same cultural background, but you can create an understanding, because love cuts across boundaries.
I know, but sometimes because of religion issue also, people cannot stay together. But that one, you yourself, if you are mature and you know what you are looking for, the religion will not come to fight you. But the thing is, sometimes it's not even ourselves. Maybe your parents or are Muslim, they really want you to marry a Muslim person, and when it's not Muslim lady, you can love her, they will fight you.
And all that is in this book.
Yes.
Everything all that is in this book.
I said
the
in
culture
that, book.
That we've talked about, the marriages, the religion, and everything. Even our entertainment lives.
Yes.
You know, that is going apart, that is riding on shaky grounds. Mm-hmm. Everything is in this book. As Africans, you need to get a copy. So this is the African Beat, and my guest is Dr. Jonda. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Jonda, before I let you go, I want to look back at young women in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about if you are educated, you've been in the Occident, you've been in the in the West for a long time. If you go and pick up a village girl, of course there's going to be an issue there.
Yes.
Because both of you, I wonder how compatible you will be.
Yes.
You've been here for quite a long time, mm-hmm. and you want to go back and go and get somebody that is not on the same page with
you.
There is definitely going to be an issue.
Yes.
So as a woman who has been out of Africa for a long time, mm-hmm. and you lived in Paris, you've lived in Europe, and now you live in the Americas.
Mm.
So what would you advise people who are listening to you right now in Africa, young girls who are listening to you,
mm-hmm.
who just jump into this thing because somebody's coming from the West,
mm-hmm.
and say, oh, I want to take this girl to America or to Europe. I want her to go to school. And when they bring these kids here,
mm-hmm.
they turn them into slaves, virtually.
Also, yes, that happened also. Because those people, when, for example, you want to bring a woman, who usually they don't love you before they come. They just see the interest. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They just follow because you are and America, but when they arrive, you talk about the slave power. Let me explain. When these ladies arrive, is that because they don't love you, maybe you are not the kind of person they need, whatever, they will try to do everything they can for you to let them go. Or also, maybe you too, you bring the person that you don't love. You see what I'm saying? The person is not the kind of woman you are looking for. And what you, because you feel yourself, you feel so bad when you see the person. You cannot collaborate.
That's true, Doc. But let's turn it the other way around. There are some men who've been here working hard, gone through some difficult times, and they say, okay, let me go back and bring somebody. Mm-hmm. And they bring this person, a lady, beautiful, and they're in love, put them through school. Mm-hmm. Some of them are very grateful.
Yes.
Some of them go through school. As soon as they attain higher heights in education, become nurses, RNs, and BSNs, and they start looking at the man as if the man is inferior to them.
Yes,
and then
they
start creating all kind of problems. Yes. So what would you say about that?
No, that one is because their friend influenced them. And the thing is...
Sometimes friends don't influence them.
No, the thing is you let them go higher, but you are not higher. You see, when somebody grow up, he wants somebody at his level. Uh-huh. Because you are not there at their level anymore. That's why it's the same thing I was saying. When you are in certain level, don't bring somebody low. You see what I'm saying? If you bring somebody mature first, you know, you choose, you made your choice, you have all this kind of problem.
Dr. John, yes, that is well said. I don't think anybody could have said it better than you do.
Yeah.
So for our fans out there and all our listeners out there, remember, the book we're talking about is Africans in the West, Recalls, Problems, and Find Solution.
Yeah.
Everything that you need to know as an African that is based here in the West, or if you intend to come to the West, then you need to get a copy of this book. And you also need to watch the movie. And one last thing from you before we go.
I have two things actually.
Okay.
And we forget to talk about educational power. You see, when the way is difficult to study in Africa. You see, for example, I'm from Togo. It's difficult to have a high school in Togo. You will fall many years, you cannot get it. As soon as we arrive here, even you don't have that level in Africa, you can still come here and do a GED in America and just be a doctor. Go to the university and be something. We have to learn how to take opportunity of accidental life. Yeah, so this is what I want also to mention. I want to thank my father, John Dalawabalo in Togo. He was the CEO of Togo Voyage, and he's the one who sent me to Paris to study. And I want to thank him very much for everything he did for me. And also, I don't forget John Da family in Togo. And thank God, because I'm here. If you hear my voice, this is your daughter. I'm here in America, and this is what God had made me to become.
Well,
thank you so much.
I want to thank you so much, Dr. Natalie Malabani Jonda, for being my guest today. You're such a wonderful person.
I like the spirit.
It's flowing.
Much. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I wish you'd give me more time to talk.
Yeah, we'll get that. But right now, I want to thank all of you guys out there for listening to me right on the African beat on the Voice of America, wherever you are, whatever you do. And I hope you will join me again when we come back for another show. But I'll leave you now with this wonderful track. It's another thank you track, because we're saying thank you. This is done by Sierra Leone music legend, gospel music legend, Vicky Fauna, and this is Thank You. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Jonda. Thanks for coming African Beat.
You're welcome.
To all my fans across the world, I say thank you for being there all the time. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye as I leave you now with Thank You by Vicky Fauna from Sierra Leone.
Thank you. cherish one another. Tell you, thank you, baby, she love to one another.